Thank you. Dr. Stoll, what are your thoughts in terms of a whole food plant-based lifestyle with exercise, of alcohol, and also of people trying to lose weight using the Ozempic and similar drugs?
Those are two great questions. First, alcohol. All of the research now shows that alcohol increases the risk of cancer and is not a health beverage by any stretch. Every single sip of alcohol damages the body, damages the microbiome, injures cells throughout the body, and will never lead to good health. So, two alcoholic beverages a week for a woman significantly increases risk of breast cancer and ovarian cancer. Similarly for men. So it is never, ever a health beverage. And I recommend people not consume any type of alcohol. Water is always a wonderful choice. And that's a great place to start. It's interesting with Ozempic, and this is, it's again, I think it just highlights the philosophical difference in our approach to problems in the world. In modern allopathic medicine, we look towards like reducing problems to small, treatable, compartmentalized solutions where we can develop a drug or a medical intervention to tackle it. And that's what we've done with drugs like Ozempic, as you mentioned. They are inhibiting GLP-1, they're inhibiting a signal of hunger so that people just don't eat. And if you don't eat, we know you lose weight. However, your body was designed to eat. It needs more than 90 nutrients on a daily basis to maintain all of the cellular function that Cyrus was talking about. All of the different pathways are maintained by minerals and vitamins, which serve as, as substrates for these enzymatic processes. If we're not getting those nutrients, then our body may be thinner, but it is actually nutrient deficient. It may be inflamed. You can be thin and unhealthy. There are a number of studies that show, and all of us can recount patients that we've seen that are thin, they have cancer, they're thin, they have type 2 diabetes, they're thin, they die of heart disease, thin, they get dementia or neurodegenerative diseases, thin, and get autoimmune diseases. So while there is benefit in losing body weight, reducing some of the hormonal challenges that come from being overweight, reducing the inflammatory load that's associated with excess weight on the body, it does not necessarily dictate that you're going to be thin. And with all of these new drugs, give it 5 years and we'll see the long-term implications. There are some new studies that are just coming out with these drugs showing that you actually are losing skeletal muscle during the consumption of these drugs. And when you stop the drugs and regain weight, it's being replaced with fat. So one of the most important tissues in your body for metabolism, for strength, for balance, for fall prevention, is being lost through the use of these medications. They're not a long-term solution. People use these medications, they have to transition to something after the medications. If they've not learned about a healthy lifestyle and how to begin integrating that into their life, they go right back into an old unhealthy lifestyle and will, like so many studies with the diet area, large percentage of people will regain the weight they lost.
Thank
Finally,
you.
they're a very expensive solution. Simply going back to the foundations of lifestyle as we started our conversation. At the top of this hour and 15 minutes, the simple foundations are eating a whole food plant-based diet, moving more, getting a good night's sleep, learning to release stress and emotional burdens, being connected in a loving community. We can begin to integrate people into those solutions as the most cost-effective, highest impact intervention that we can ever create as a society.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Can I just add one thing about Ozempic?
Yes.
Okay. So Scott is absolutely right in the sense that Ozempic is basically causes an interference of the GLP-1 pathway, which effectively disrupts your brain from recognizing hunger signals properly. And so what Ozempic does is it talks directly to your hypothalamus and basically says you are not hungry. And then it also talks to stretch receptors inside of your small intestine and says, hey, there's something inside of you which then is relayed up to your brain that says you are not hungry. And as a result of that, people who are using Ozempic no longer experience as much hunger, and they basically go into a negative calorie balance. So this, the benefit is that you can lose significant amount of weight in a short period of time. A New England Journal of Medicine study demonstrated that after 68 weeks, which is just over a year, that people who were treated with Ozempic ended up losing 15% of their starting body weight versus the placebo controls, who only lost 2.5%. So as soon as that study came out, people were like, wow, what a powerful weight loss drug. And just like Scott was saying, it's now become this sort of like get skinny quick therapy. That's what people are doing. And so like, it kind of highlights the idea here that, why do I need to try so hard at changing my lifestyle? Why do I have to improve my emotional health, like Carl is saying? Why do I have to start moving my body more, like Scott's saying? Why do I have to sleep more? Why do I have to change my diet? That seems exhausting. Why don't I just go to the doctor, get this injection, and then I can do it? And now all of a sudden I can do whatever I want. I can eat whatever I want. And the food's just, the weight's just going to come right off of me. Right. So it sort of taps into a certain part of the human brain, the human psyche, that says, this is easy. Why don't you just do this instead? And unfortunately, the medical establishment is so quick to use this as their get out of obesity for free, you know, get out of obesity easily card. And as a result of that, there's millions of people who are using Ozempic and other GLP-1 receptor agonists that don't need to be. That's the problem, right? They can do it using lifestyle, like all of us are saying. Every single health expert in this conference will probably come to the same conclusion that if you just change your lifestyle, you can significantly improve your health. But yet the easy way to do it is just to take this injection, and all of a sudden your problems go away.
Thank you. If you could each make a final 30-second closing remark and how we could stay in touch with you and follow up with your work. Carla?
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve, for this opportunity and for everyone, your time and attention here. And believing that lifestyle change makes a difference is a good place to start. And I hope that you will all consider making the appropriate lifestyle changes and not trying to find the easy pill. You can connect with Radical Remission Project at radicalremission.com. We have our podcast at Radical Remission Project, Stories That Heal, on all the podcast channels. And on the website, you'll find where you can attend a workshop or work with a coach one-on-one. So hope to hear from some of you.
So people can call up and get coaching directly with you?
Yes, they can. We have 150-ish coaches around the world to coach people on radical remission healing factors. And some have different credentials to go with that, and maybe a practitioner or doing other things to help you. But you can find a coach to help you. You can find me there, and you can find workshops and other events.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Cyrus, your final thoughts, and how do we stay in touch with you?
Okay, great. By the way, thank you for putting this together, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
Final thoughts are that you have the power at your disposal. If you choose to modify your lifestyle the way that all the health experts here are explaining, so many positive things can happen to your physical health, to your emotional health, and to your mental health. It is an all-in-one very powerful solution. There is nothing else on the planet that I've ever seen that can significantly improve your health as much as lifestyle change, period, end of story. So if you choose to listen to the advice being given here and in other talks, it is the gift that keeps on giving. So try and get out of your, if you're having a difficult time starting the process, just try and get out of analysis paralysis and just go. And once you start to do it, I think you're going to see a lot of positive change that's only going to get better and compound over the course of time. If you want to learn more, you can go to masteringdiabetes.org. And we have a coaching program as well. We have a book, we have a podcast, we have a YouTube channel, we have everything. So just start there. And if there's anything that we can do to help you out, just let us know.
And do you do personal coaching or?
So we have a team of 16 coaches that coach everything from insulin dependent type 1 to type 1.5 to pre-diabetes to type 2 diabetes. It's a personalized coaching program. We do it in either one-on-one private coaching or in small groups. And the transformations are absolutely incredible. So if you would like your hand held and you want a best friend and a community of people that are going through this process with you, just go to masteringdiabetes.org and you can learn more about the coaching program and sign up for an opportunity to be part of it.
Thank you. Dr. Stahl?
Yeah, I would just end with, after doing this for a very long time, I've come to believe that relationships are the secret sauce. Relationship with yourself, as Carla was saying, is essential. Being kind, forgiving yourself, not removing guilt in the process, and making it a fun journey towards an exciting future. Relationships with others and connecting into a very powerful community is also essential and has untold benefits. And so I just want to encourage people to be kind to yourself, have a good relationship with yourself, and connect with others. You can learn more about our work in healthcare, working with healthcare providers, and you can share this with your healthcare provider to help them learn more about the science, the evidence of whole food plant-based nutrition and lifestyle and preventing, suspending, reverse disease through the Plantrition Project, plantritionproject.org. We have a directory called Plantrition Providers of healthcare providers around the world that will utilize a plant-based diet and lifestyle as a primary foundation for treating disease. We have a Plantrition University, which is designed for every healthcare professional student, from health coaches to doctors and dentists and physical therapists. It's a free platform to deliver the science to you with new courses every month. And it's also for faculty. So share that with any students or faculty members that you know. And a lot of other amazing resources, quick start guides that are free on plantritionproject.org. So welcome, join with us in this opportunity to help transform healthcare. So thank you, Stephen. It's been an honor being here.
Thank you. Could we unmute everyone so everyone could say thank you?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you.